This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics formally kick off Friday night with a scaled-back opening ceremony because of COVID-19 precautions, but some events have already begun. COVID-19 continues to loom large over the games. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Steel organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled due to concerns over the pandemic. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. In May, President Biden said U.S. intelligence agencies were pursuing rival theories, potentially including the possibility of a laboratory accident in China. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.